Christiane Solscheller. It's a great pleasure for me to introduce to you Christiane Solscheller. And she said, after Ken, that's quite a challenge to talk. So give her a big clap so that she feels supported.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my God.
In the little conversation we had before, she told me, I always wanted to learn. And this, I guess, is just your personality. And she said, well, my personal process of transformation led me to a process of transformation in the work I did and with the organizations. So from which background are you coming?
I think I can say I'm a blissfully unacademic person. sort of practically going through all different lines of work. And
But you said something about your family.
Oh. Well, I think what you're referring to is my personal path to shift from predict and control to sense and respond. And as this was sort of the thing, the major thing that shifted, that helped me transition in my work, at the same time it transitioned in my life. And just writing an article about it, I thought, okay, I'll just write an article about it. And suddenly it got kind of, oh boy, this is going really deep. And it's a really wonderful experience to understand and to realize how the way we express our work in the world and how we get there is actually our personal journey.
And that's
that,
it.
I guess, and this, that brought me here.
Yeah, and this personal journey brought you to organize an institute for integral studies in Vienna 11 years ago.
Yes.
And then you became the leading person, together with Dennis Wittrock, who has been acknowledged already by Benze, to introduce holacracy.
One of them.
Yeah, one of them in Europe.
In Europe, yeah.
But you said there's something missing in holacracy, and we tried with ENCODE to get this missing link. And so your presentation will be on purpose agents as allies of evolution, how to work, earn, and live
yes,
for purpose. Thank you for coming, and we are very curious to listen to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah, wow. When two things. When I heard the title of the conference, Allies of Evolution, I got really excited, and I thought, oh boy, this is exactly what all the work that we're doing is about. And then Benze called me and asked me whether I'd be interested to do a keynote here. And this was like Christmas, Easter, birthday all together. So, Benze, thank you very much for this opportunity. I'm honored to be here and to talk about purpose agents as allies of evolution. And let me start with a question. And that question is, how do we actually, practically, become allies of evolution? So what I'm going to talk about, and hopefully briefly, because we got 20 minutes, I'll try and make it in a comprehensive way. For us at ENCODE, it is about doing. It's about bringing it down with our 2 feet to earth and walking and doing it, making it real. And this is what I am going to try and make you see, that there is a first way, a way of actually in organizations, in the way we do our work in the world, there is a practical way of actually doing it, becoming allies of evolution, and therefore being part and joining those 10% that are going to be the tipping point, and from there take it forward. And how can we actually practically do that? So We're talking so much about evolution and what evolution is. And I know Ken has used this quote very often, and I really, really love it. And here is by the Austro-American physicist and scientist, systems theorist, Erich Jansch, who in one sentence said something that is so deeply describing what our work and my work is all about. Evolution is self-transcendence through self-organization. Self-transcendence through self-organization. And clearly, when we think of bringing evolution on, being allies of evolution in our organization, it means that these organizations need to be self-organized. And so the work that we do is all about creating organizations that are truly self-organized, completely, all the way. Not a little bit here and a little bit there, truly and completely, practically. Because the observable universe grows and moves forward in an evolutionary way. And it seems to follow a higher purpose. And purpose is what breaks down through purpose of everything that is part of this universe. And it expresses itself in organizational purpose or enterprise purpose, as we will soon explain what I mean by that, and our personal purpose. So purpose is what enables the evolutionary development. And what I'm talking about, I'm clearly a representative of the teal track here. And it was really so beautiful to listen to Ken. And when I say teal, I mean teal, the color that Ken, as Ken describes it, because there's a lot of ideas around what teal organization is. So I just want to make clear that we're talking about understanding it in the way that Ken understands it. So in order to actually bring our organizations to express what this new world of work is that so many people are speaking about, this new world of work, how do we actually understand it? What are the principles of this new world of work? How does teal express itself in this new world of work? And over the last decade and the work of the last decade, we have found that there are five principles for organizations to actually thrive in this new world of work in a self-organized way. And those five principles are purposeful, holarchic, dynamic, autonomous, and transparent. And I'll just go through them quickly. Purposeful, I talked about purpose. Purpose is the new boss. Purpose rules. And purpose is the big orientation. It is the orientation that helps us make decisions to go either one way or another way. It helps us to make organizational decisions. It helps us to make personal decisions. It gives us guidance. Purpose is the first criteria. Holarchic. Holarchic is, if I may quote my colleague Tom, a fancy word for structure. A holarchy is a natural order. Holarchic is a structure and a hierarchy, only not a power hierarchy. Nature isn't flat. We need hierarchy, but not a power hierarchy. We need structural hierarchy that gives us a natural order and clarity of boundaries. There is an inside and an outside, and there are boundaries within. That is holarchic natural order. The third one is dynamic. We all know that our life has become very dynamic. And in self-organization, to be dynamic, we need to really have distributed authority. We need to have authority in every single entity of an organization to make dynamic decisions. We go from predict and control to sense and respond in order to be able to act dynamically in service of the purpose. The next one is autonomous. So all of these criteria naturally fit together. One doesn't exist without the other, but we need to have autonomy. Not only is it something that our society is thriving to have more, we people are thriving to have ever more autonomy. We also can live it, we need to live it in self-organizing systems in order to live with the dynamic and with the other principles together. So autonomy to be able to make decisions, to have the autonomy, also to take on the autonomy and be given the autonomy by the system itself in order to be able to act responsible and dynamic. And the last one is transparency. We say, you know, make it transparent, as much transparency as you can possibly stomach, as much as you can possibly put up with. In order to be autonomous, in order to be dynamic, we need transparency. We need transparency around the forms we do our work together. So self-organization has been very successful in the context of self-organizing the work. Self-organizing systems such as Holacracy have given us the rule set and the processes in order to be self-organized. Quite honestly, if we think of the fact that in self-organization you have to have power held nowhere personally over by one person over another person, Holacracy, quite honestly, is the only self-organizing system to self-organize the work that actually guarantees that. No person held power anywhere over another person. So you have a distributed authority system in the way you do your work. But it has shown that once you start practicing Holacracy, or you truly are self-organized, you understand that Holacracy is a developmental catalyst by bringing us through the process of differentiation. Because Holacracy takes the work and rips it out of all the other parts of an enterprise that remain behind in a not self-organized way. So now you have that differentiation, and really extreme tensions start to show up, evolutionary tensions. I'm sure you've heard the question, so what about the people, right? And there's actually many more. You have legal issues. So you have a system of distributed authority, but you have a legal system that clearly makes one person the CEO. And that CEO, if he has a bad day, can pull the plug and say, nah, no more self-organization. I don't like that anymore. So you clearly have power. So you have the legal system encodes power again with individuals. The financial systems, right? Ownership. You have a majority shareholder. You have a fiduciary towards a shareholder, the greater care and concern. The majority shareholder can trump. So also payment issues. Those of you who work in a holacratic organization also know that payment is a big issue, and Holacracy has nothing to say to it because it is not designed for that. And then coming back to what about the people? So the social issues. And those tensions gave rise to ENCODE.org, and I was lucky enough to found together with my colleague Tom Thomason and Peter Kessels, and both of them are here somewhere, right? And so ENCODE was born out of the knowledge that the self-organization journey needs to continue. And the work that ENCODE did since it was founded, I'm going to try and put that like really together in a very concise way. ENCODE has developed the four-purpose enterprise. The four-purpose enterprise is an entity that consists of three containers. The first container is the organization. This is where the focus is on the work. And as per today, the rule set for this container is the Holacracy Constitution as the one that is clearly self-organizes the way the work in the way that self-organization expresses itself. And let me give you a sort of a story of how it is for me to work in this way. And every time I tell you of what it is for me, it is an invitation telling you, hey, this is what it could be for you as well. And so working in an organization like that, for me, is having a very clear purpose orientation. I know where my energy goes, which purpose I am serving, down to every individual role that I have. It is all guided by purpose. I have a clear picture of which role is accountable for what. And if I have a tension because something is unclear, something is not working, I have a big creative idea, I always have a process. I have a process where I can go and resolve this tension into meaningful output for the organization. Now, many of you who have dealt with Holacracy have heard this sentence over and over and over again, but living it is awesome. It is reliable, and it gives me trust that I know what I can do and what my work is meant to be in service of the purpose. The next container is the company. So the company has the focus on the property, the assets, and the legal issues. And the company, as a second container, is where the operating agreement defines the entire, like, bylaws or whatever you want to call it. In the company, all the people who are in the organization are investors. Everybody is a legal partner and an investor. And whether you invest money or you invest your time, your talent, and your energy, you are always an investor. The purpose of ENCODE is going beyond employment, liberating purposeful work. You will never find employees in a for-purpose enterprise, because employment, guess what that creates? A power hierarchy. We don't want that anymore. That doesn't work with self-organization. For me, that if I think about the experience of being an investor, everybody I work with has investment stake. I am included in the decision-making processes, as every single one is who is an investor. We have clear governance around the company, the assets, the legal issues, the payment plans. Everything is defined, the entire foundations that hold the company and hold it in a self-organized way is part of the self-organizing enterprise that we have encoded. And the third, this is just to show you. There are a lot of foundations, okay? And it's been really a lot of work. So there's a lot of work has gone into defining the founding member agreement, operating, and so on. Just to show you that this is real, and we have encoded that, okay? Instruments, financial instruments. You have stakes, various stakes. We have high flexibility in investment stakes. And in the financial, it offers financial flexibility. So really this, you know, for some people, this is really boring stuff. When you live it, oh boy, right? That is dynamic self-organization all the way. And then the third container is the association. So this is where the focus is on the people, on the culture, on the we space. So again, this has a clear boundary. Everybody who is a member, partner of the organization, an investor in the company, and an associate in the association has, we have these three perspectives. The association has an association agreement. This is how we define how we want to be together. It is our culture, our norms, our behavioral norms. We know what to expect of each other when we have a conflict. And we can rely on that. And what it means for me and what it can mean for you is, in those 2.5 years, I practiced that in 2 different organizations. I have developed a depth of relationship with everybody I work with in these 2 organizations that I have never experienced before in any work context. Because when we have differences, and boy, do we have differences, we know, we rely on each other to address it. We have processes. We have surrendered a part of our autonomy into the agreements that we have made. You know, good relationships have good agreements. And that's what we live. And people that I work with out there, I love you. And I know I can rely on that. That is so awesome. That's about the people. And that is a clear answer. And we have the self-organizing system embedded there too. So what this does, it puts you, the person, right in the middle of it all. Where these 3 containers overlap, that's where you are. And that's what we call the purpose agent. The purpose agent, so if you look at this now, this is the picture with the 3 containers. Sort of bent over, and what you see is all the five principles that we have spoken about before. You find those 5 principles expressed in every single one of those containers. And this is like a matrix. You have the 3 containers and the 5 principles, and that describes the path, the experiential path, the learning path that we are offering to become an ever better purpose agent. Someone who is an individual who truly works, earns, and lives for purpose. We see this as a true ally of evolution. And we are going to, we're just in the process of creating the learning and experiential community of purpose agents, and to offering the learning paths that we just saw in that matrix. And if you want to hear more about it, I'm going to have a half hour tomorrow at 5:30 in Marbella 2, I think. We will experience that matrix and what the fields are to become a purpose agent. So my call of action here is, let's all become purpose agents and allies of evolution together to make the tipping point. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Okay.